Well, you're listening to Quad Dot Rocks, God, the World, and Other Things. I'm Kenny Price, your host. Our mission, you got it, advancing equilibrium in the midst of an agitated world. Hey, I'm excited. This is Season 19, Episode 394, titled Gramercy Park, Arrowhead Spring Water, and God. Subtitle, Empowering Encouragement Now, Number 61. Gramercy Park is a private gated park in the Gramercy Park Historic District of New York City. It's the only remaining private park in Manhattan. The park's about 2 acres in size. It's a private park accessible only to residents of the surrounding buildings and certain key holders. The exact number of people with keys to Gramercy Park is not publicly disclosed. Access to the park is tightly controlled, and keys are typically provided to residents of nearby properties, members of the Gramercy Park Block Association, and certain other individuals or organizations approved by the trustees of the park. The park has strict rules including no alcohol, no games, no pets, no entertainment, keep off the grass, no feeding of birds, no groups larger than six, no frisbees or soccer balls or hard balls of any kind. The park's history dates to 1831 when Samuel B. Ruggles, a lawyer and real estate operator, purchased the land. The park was started in 1844. A key to the ultra-exclusive Gramercy Park is one of the most coveted items in New York real estate. A news article titled The Fight Over the Source of Arrowhead Bottled Water by LA Times Today's Staff Los Angeles, last updated on February 11, 2022, reported that in 2015, an investigation by the Desert Sun erupted a controversy over the water rights in the mountains that persist today. Bottled water companies collect water from the San Bernardino Mountains at no cost, even during droughts. The Arrowhead Water Company, a subsidiary of Nestle, has a permit to operate its pipelines and water collection tunnels in the National Forest. Water from Arrowhead Springs has been bottled and sold for more than a century. It started near the old Arrowhead Springs Hotel in the San Bernardino Mountains, flowing naturally into Strawberry Creek. Today, it's a system of boreholes, spring boxes, and water collection tunnels high in the San Bernardino Mountains that collects spring water and channels it down the mountainside where it's held in massive storage tanks. Strategic care is given every step along the way to protect this important asset and interest, to guard the liquid gold, and to ensure the prohibition of contamination. As of 2022, bottled water, especially the coveted natural spring waters, is the number one beverage purchased by volume in the United States. Both Beverage Marketing Corporation and Statista confirm bottled water's leading position. So now, of course, you're asking in your mind, Kenny, what does Gramercy Park and Arrowhead Spring Water have to do with God? The Old Testament book, the Song of Solomon, is a romantic and poetic allegory representing the love between God and his people, as seen through the lens of human love and sexuality within the context of marriage. It's a collection of love poems or songs that celebrate the beauty and passion of romantic love between a man and a woman. The imagery and language used in the book are rich and vivid, often employing metaphors and symbolism to express love, desire, and intimacy. In chapter 4, there's a lengthy verbal exchange between the man and the woman who are soon to be wed. The man speaks first and recounts the attributes of the woman he affectionately refers to as my sister, my bride. In chapter 4, verse 12, the groom says, my sister, my bride, you are a locked garden and a sealed spring. The pulpit commentary says that the idea of a paradise or garden is carried from the beginning of Scripture to the end and the symbol of perfect blessedness. The figure of the closed or shut-up garden represents the bridegroom's delight and the sense of absolute and sole possession, for himself and no other. The groom is the protector. The bride-to-be is a garden shut up and closed to all but its lawful owner. The language is very natural at such a time when the bride is being taken from her home. The locked garden and the sealed spring are references to her modesty and chastity. The dedicated garden, kept under lock and key by the defending groom, the spring shut up, is to preserve it from all pollution and to reserve it for the use of its owner. In this metaphor, which has reference to the inner life of a believer, we have very plainly the idea of secrecy. It is a spring shut up. Back thousands of years ago, just like today, springs had a building built over them so that none could reach them except those who knew the secret entrance or had the key. So is the heart of a believer when it is renewed by grace. There is a mysterious life within which no human skill can touch. It's a secret which no other man knows. And those of us who know Jesus as our Savior and Lord, even though we are the possessor of it, we cannot express the inner secrets to our closest friend. At our core, there are only things about the spirit life that Jesus knows. The life in the spirit. This simple verse includes not only secrecy, but separation. It is not the common spring of which every passerby may drink. It's one kept and preserved from all others. It is a fountain bearing a particular mark, a king's royal seal, so that all can perceive that it is not a common fountain, but a fountain owned by a proprietor and placed specially by itself alone. So is it with the spiritual life. The chosen of God were separated in the day of redemption, separated by the possession of a life which others do not have, and it is impossible for us to feel at home with the world or to delight in its pleasures. The locked garden and the sealed spring also have an idea of sacredness. The spring shut up is preserved for the use of some special person, and such is the Christian's heart. My friend, this is profound. It is a spring kept for Jesus. Every person who is a Christian should feel that they have God's seal upon them. And we should be able to say with the Apostle Paul, as he did in Galatians chapter 6, verse 17, "From now on, let no one cause me trouble, because I bear on my body the marks of Jesus." Another prominent idea about this spiritual life is that of security. Through Jesus Christ, the real eternal bridegroom, the inner life of the believer is that locked secret garden and wellspring of living water, kept secure for all eternity. It brings massive peace to our souls when we come to really know that if all the powers of earth and hell could combine against us, that immortal principle we know as the spiritual life must still exist. For he who gave it pledged his life for its preservation. My friend, you plus Jesus are stronger than all the host of angels and demons in the universe. My wife and I were talking today, and God impressed in my spirit that Kenny, though at times the world may look very shaky, and at times life may look scary, keep in mind, and God spoke this to my spirit, my friend, that you plus Jesus, when we are in Jesus, we are stronger than all the host of angels and demons in the universe. That is a fact. Who is he that shall harm us when God is our protector? My friend, my prayer for all of us is that we would know Christ and the power of his resurrection and be found, I love this, at the corner of happy and healthy as we go in peace to love and serve the Lord. And remember, my friend, the sun is always shining somewhere.